In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
"Fear not, Mary," the scripture says, "for you have found favor with God. Fear not, for you have found grace with God. You shall conceive and you shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Do not be afraid, Mary. Hurry up, say yes. All heaven and earth is waiting for your yes. Oh, Mary, do not be afraid. Do not even think about it one more second. Just say yes. For the whole world depends upon your yes. The whole world depends upon your yes. There will be no salvation unless you say yes. Oh, Mary, do not hesitate. Do not contemplate. Just say yes. Oh, yes. You have found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great. He shall be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Come on, Mary. Immediately say yes. Immediately say yes. Moses is waiting for your yes. Ezekiel is waiting for your yes. Isaiah is waiting for your yes. Jeremiah, Elijah, and Elisha. David is waiting for your yes. All creation is waiting for your yes. And she said, "Let it be done unto me according to thy word." Let it be done unto me according to thy word. Oh, and all creation began to rejoice at the yes of Mary. For in that moment the word became flesh and pitched his tent among them. The Word became flesh and tabernacled himself among us. The world became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. Mary's yes was so important for the salvation of history. She was full of grace. The Lord chose her from all the women in the world. And yes, her yes meant everything. But we would have no salvation without the yes of Mary. This was the God. This was the God that came to save his people through a woman. As there was a mess through a woman, Eve and Adam, it becomes a grace time and a forgiveness of sin through a woman. Mary, Jesus, the Lord, man. Oh, but what about your yes? What about your yes? Sometimes it's very difficult to say yes. Sometimes it's very difficult to say yes. So much is put upon us. So many things hanging over our heads. So many things to do. Why do you hesitate? Why do you hesitate? Speak the word. Speak the word in haste. Yes, Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Without your yes, I will tell you, very little will happen. Without your yes, Jesus will not be made known. I was watching last night Reverend Billy Graham. And oh, this 92-year-old man, a stately man, has all of his faculties. The yes he said to the Lord and kept on saying to the Lord brought life to so many people. Your yes will bring life to people. Your yes will bring life to people. You see, somebody came in today, banging on the door. I wanted to ignore it. I did. I wanted to ignore it. But I couldn't. So I whispered, yeah. I whispered, yeah. My yes means very much. I received a letter from a doctor and his wife. The doctor has ALS. And he came to us. We prayed with him. And we prayed with him that Lou Gehrig's disease would be healed. So we did pray. And she wrote back and said, I thank you for praying with my husband. She sent $100 for the poor that we feed the poor. And the year, we will be back. Oh, there are times on Saturday night. Let me just tell you, there are times on Saturday night when the people come to be prayed with, when I feel out of sorts, when I feel like I don't want to pray with another person. But you see, the people of God are there. And my yes means something. My yes means something. Because without my yes, the blessing might not come. This is just the way it is. I don't know why, but God depends upon us. He doesn't need us, but He depends upon our yes. And sometimes when I feel on the Saturday night after the 5:30 Mass when we pray for the sick, I feel like I need to be prayed with more than anybody else. But I go out there and I whisper my yes. I whisper my yes to the best of my ability. And I see the action of God. I see the action of God. A woman called me last night. She'd called me the day, 2 weeks, a week before. And in this whole experience, she said that her friend had a problem with his knee. Oh, I was in the middle of several things. I was sitting at the table in the middle of several things. That's what I was. In the middle of several things. And I said, yes. And we prayed for the man's knees. He called me last night and told me that the man's knees are so much better. When I don't want to say yes, I want to say yes again. When I fight with myself, I want to keep on saying yes. Yes, yes, yes. Let it be done unto me according to thy word. Oh, and so many times the yes is inconvenient, isn't it? The people who went to the abortion mills today, the yes was very inconvenient. It was snowing. It was cold. It was damp. But they gave their yes. Were their children saved? I don't know. But they gave their yes. And they were there to help. 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 They gave their yes. Sometimes it's difficult to give your yes. Sometimes it's inconvenient to give your yes. But your yes means everything to God. Your yes means everything to God. Let it be done unto me according to thy word. Yeah. And do you want to know what? Scripture says, with that the angel left her. If you ever needed an angel, you needed it now. Because she's got to tell Joseph. Oh, yes, she has to tell the one that she's betrothed to that she's pregnant. And that the Holy Spirit had come upon her. Ha! She had to depend upon God. He said, yes, yes. I trust you. Yes. Yes. I trust you. Yes. Oh, yes, so important. Oh, yes, so important. He brings the light of Jesus Christ into the world. Oh, yes, so important. A woman came to me today. Deep tears. I said, what can I do? I just want you to pray. She told me her story. You know, made me sad. Made me so sad. So we helped her, prayed with her, invited her to come on Christmas Day to dinner. Just a little yeah. That's all it takes, is a little yeah. Going the extra mile, saying yes again, saying yes again. He is the yes of the Father. Jesus is the yes of the Father. All the promises of God are yes and amen in Jesus Christ. Yes, yes, yes. We must be like Mary. She is the yes woman. She says yes in Nazareth, and the Word becomes flesh and dwells among us. She says yes to Elizabeth, and she goes and stays there 3 months. She says yes in Bethlehem, and she delivers the Son of the Father. She says yes when Simeon holds the baby and looks into her eyes and says, this child is destined for the rise and fall of many in Israel, and a sword shall pierce your own soul too, that the hearts of many may be laid bare. She said, yes. She said, yes at Cana, do whatever he tells you. She said, yes at Calvary, neath the cross of Jesus stood his mother. She said, yes at Pentecost. They were together in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus. Oh, the yes woman is Mary of Nazareth. She is the yes woman. She is the overshadowed one, overshadowed by the Spirit, because it is the Holy Spirit that helps us to say yes. It is the Holy Spirit that leads us to say yes. It is the Holy Spirit that gives us the confidence to say the next yes. Yes, 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 yes. Isaiah said it when the Lord said, who will go for us? Yes, send me. Yes, send me. Isaiah said it. Isaiah said it, and he went. And it was a difficult message, because the Word of God said, hear and hear, and you will not hear. See and see that you will not see. This people's hearts have grown hard. But he said, yes. Jonah. Oh, Jonah said no. Look what happens to his no. Everything erupts because he said no. Until finally he said yes. Even though it was begrudgingly, he said yes. And the Ninevites repented. You see, your yes means everything to God. Will you serve him today? Yeah. Will you go the extra mile for somebody today? Yeah. Will you be a blessing today? Yeah. Will you do what only a Christian can do today? Yeah. Will it cost you something? Yeah. It always costs us something when we say yeah. It always costs us something when we say yeah. But most people are not into the yes. Most people are into themselves. It's all about me. Window, window, a mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest one of all? It's all about me. Oh, there are so few yeses. So few yeses that bring Jesus to people. So few yeses. The Lord's calling you to be his son, his preacher, his priest. And what are you saying today? I need another sign. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Do not delay. Do not delay. Your delay will get you nowhere. Say yes. And do not be afraid. Say yes. And he will give you the grace to do it. Say yes. And don't look back. Yeah. 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 Other people, they've been going out with somebody for years and years, and they're afraid to say yeah. They love this person, this woman with all their heart. Say yeah. Step out in faith and say yeah. Yes to her and yes to Jesus forever. Forever, for say yeah. Another person, they don't want to have another child. Isn't it sad? Who's enough? Say yes to God, and yes to your husband, and yes to your wife, that God would bring forth a beautiful baby. Say yes. I have friends in Fresno that wish they could conceive. They have gone every place, doing everything the church teaches, and they seem to be barren at this time. Oh, how they want a child, and you are so fertile, and you say no, because you depend upon your own resources. Say yes. Say yes, married couples. Say yes to life. Say yes to bring forth another child. Say yes. Say yes to the poor. Say yes to the poor. The poor, the lowly, the broken, the destitute, the child in the womb. Say yes. Say yes. For the sake of God, for the sake of Jesus, say yes. Say yes. Everything depends upon your yes. You see, my friends, if I didn't say yes over and over again, you would not be hearing me. I would not be on this station. If I didn't risk my life by saying yes 27 years ago, you would not be hearing me. And the yes has to be made every day. Here I am, Lord. Going to speak, I'm going to preach. Lord, it's difficult today. My own life is falling apart. Yes, 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 here I am. I come to do thy will. Yes, the best way that I know how. Yes, maybe you'll touch one person. Yes, Lord. This is it. This is it. This is it. Let it be done unto me according to thy word. Yes. And with that, the babe leapt into her womb. She said, yes. Yeah. The yes woman is Mary. She said, yeah. Now what about you? Your yes means everything to God. Your yes means everything to God. What happened if John the Baptist heard the desert? To go to the desert, wait for the Messiah, and he said, you know what? I don't think so. I don't think so. We would never know John the Baptist. What happened if your mother said, no more children, and your father said, no more children? You would not be born. But they said, yeah. But what happens when we close the door to God? What happens when we do not say yes? We do not agree. experience grace. We do not experience glory. We do not experience the power of God. We just experience our own human nature. Say yes. Say yes that you're going to read the scriptures now. Say yes that you're going to read them over and over again. Say yes. Say yes that you're going to confession tonight at Holy Rosary. Say yes to that so that you would be forgiven. Say yes. Say yes that you're going to help the poor. That you're going to do something that only a Christian could do. Say yes. I tell you, just last night a man came to us, gave him $300, and we got 150 hats and 150 pair of gloves for the poor. You want to know why? Because someone gave me $300. Someone said yes. Someone said yes, and that means 300 people, or at least 150 people, are going to be warmer out in the street. Why? Because somebody said yes. You going to Walmart today? Say yes to the poor. Buy white socks for me that we can give them out to the poor. Buy underwear for me so we can give them out to the poor. Say yes. I know it costs money. I know it puts you out of your way. I know it stretches you. But what you sow is what you reap. Say yes. Say yes. In 1968, before the Blessed Sacrament, I said to the Lord, you can have my life. I said yes. I said yes, and I am continuing to say yes. I say yes when I feel rotten. I say yes when I feel like I'm going to quit. I say yes when I feel no more. I've had enough betrayal. I say yes because you know what? That yes opens doors to Jesus Christ. That yes opens doors to the Holy Spirit. That yes opens doors into the glory of God. Even when I want to run away. Yes, yes, yes. Let it be done unto me according to thy word. Mary, the yes woman in Nazareth, when the beautiful child leaps into the womb of the Blessed Mother. Yes to Elizabeth, staying there 3 months. Yes in Bethlehem, bringing forth Jesus. Yes at the temple with Simeon. Yes. Under the cross. Yes. On Pentecost. The yes woman is our Blessed Mother. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us in it now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And Lord, give us the same spirit that Mary had. Yes, yes, yes. I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. We'll be worshiping the Lord today at 1 o'clock at the Holy Rosary, and you're welcome to come. And Mass tonight is at 7:30, and you're welcome to come. Also want to tell you, our Christmas Mass is on Christmas Eve, 4, 5:30, and midnight. We will have a midnight Mass, and on Christmas Day, 11 o'clock. I also want to tell you that Jimmy the Roofer is still doing his roofing. That's right. And you know, the crazy prices, it's crazy. I tell Jimmy, you're crazy. And he says, you know, I've got to make a day's pay, but you know what? When you charge 10 times cheaper than other people, that's crazy. But he does the best job. I got a letter from Rose Meisick yesterday saying that Jimmy came and repaired her roof that someone else messed up. And he was joyful and he brought life into the house. God bless Jimmy. His telephone number is 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. After Christmas, he'll do it. But set up your appointment now. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. That's Jimmy the Roofer. And I need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. We pay our bills only because the Lord sends money through you. If you have been blessed by these broadcasts and you've never written, why don't you do something? Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. We say yes, yes, yes. We say yes, yes, yes. We say yes, O Lord. We say yes, O Lord. We say yes, 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 yes. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.